Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today announced the lifting of travel restrictions on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Arafat, who has been confined to the West Bank city of Ramallah since December, is allowed to travel freely in the West Bank and Gaza. Despite the gesture, Israel continues its military offensive in Palestinian-ruled territory, moving armored vehicles into the West Bank town of Qalqilya. Palestinian security sources also reported another Israeli incursion into a refugee camp in the Gaza Strip. The sources said at least three Palestinians were killed. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Early yesterday, dozens of Israeli missiles fired from the sea and air destroyed Arafat's headquarters in Gaza, a seaside compound where the Palestinian leader had received foreign dignitaries. An Israeli government spokesman said the strike was meant to extract a price for continued Palestinian attacks on Israel. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Nabil Shaath says the Israeli move was a provocation.
Destruction of the headquarters of President Arafat, the only elected Palestinian leader interlocutor with the Israelis on the peace process, pushes people to despair.
Arafat had not been in the building since December, ever since Ariel Sharon ordered him confined to his compound in Ramallah. Sharon today said Arafat was free to travel in the West Bank and Gaza after he fulfilled Israel's condition of arresting all of the killers involved in last October's assassination of an Israeli cabinet minister. Last night, Sharon said Arafat had given in to Israeli pressure. I insisted and they were arrested, Sharon said. I see this as an achievement for the Israeli government, and we must fulfill our obligations, Sharon said. The Prime Minister's office said Arafat must still ask permission to travel abroad. Israeli analysts said the move was a goodwill gesture to the U.S. in advance of the arrival of U.S. Special Mideast Envoy Anthony Zinni, who will attempt to broker a ceasefire. The Bush administration had criticized Israel's restrictions on Arafat's freedom of movement. Zinni's mission follows the most intense period of violence of the past 17 months that has left 120 Palestinians and 50 Israelis dead. David Horovitz, the editor of the Jerusalem Report magazine, says most Israelis don't see a way out of the violence. But at the same time, he says, they don't think the current situation is their fault.
They feel very strongly that this is violence that has been imposed by Yasser Arafat, by a Palestinian leadership that doesn't want to make peace with Israel. And therefore, although they're not happy that the Prime Minister's policies aren't working, they don't really believe that there are other policies that would work better. They feel that they don't have a partner on the other side, and that nothing's really going to change until there is a genuine Palestinian desire for conciliation.
Polls show Ariel Sharon's support among Israelis has slipped under 50% for the first time since he took office a year ago. Palestinian analysts say Yasser Arafat is facing his own internal pressures. Mahdi Abdul Hadi, the director of a Palestinian think tank in East Jerusalem, says any international attempts at a ceasefire will fail unless Palestinians believe they will lead directly to an end of Israeli occupation.
I don't see Arafat or any elected legitimate national leader in the Palestinian society can stop the resistance movement. People are not only angry and frustrated and wounded and pain, but people will never accept to lay down arms as long as the military Israeli presence governing our life and our future.
Israel Radio today reported that General Zinni will bring a team of between 10 and 15 CIA officials who will work as observers to monitor any negotiated ceasefire. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.